This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged
with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Let's go.
I feel like I've undone all of my good gains from my relaxing holiday because I'm just having the busiest week ever.
Yeah.
The boldest week ever. Like I'm actually basically going to have been out for like 5 nights in a row.
I've kind of done the same.
I went out last night for three.
The night before I had 2. What's going on with me?
I had 4 on Tuesday. I know.
But you went out last night, to be fair, and you didn't drink.
Yeah, I went to Kaylee last night and I didn't drink. So that was good. And then, but tonight I'm going to see Matt. So probably have a drink at that.
Oh, you definitely have.
And then I'm going, as I mentioned, on the show to the Musical Society Awards.
Yeah.
The National Awards happening in Killarney, which is just going to be the biggest session ever.
Unreal.
I'm just terrified.
Now tell me this, you're going to Fairview tonight.
Tonight, yeah.
So what time's the gig?
It's a weird one. It says like 7, which
okay.
is so early. And then I think Support Acts might be on at like 7:30. So I'm guessing she's going to be on probably like between 8 and 8:30.
I'd say 8:30, yeah. 8:45, 9:00
Hope
maybe.
It's over nice and early.
But that's the thing. Like I'm
because it's such a trek.
Are you going to have a nap today then?
I'm going to go home and have what is called a nap without boundaries.
Okay.
Which is a nap with no alarm.
I absolutely love them.
I'm so excited.
I do them all the time and it's really bad. I slept for 2 hours yesterday.
That's not bad.
I feel like it is bad.
It's not because you got probably so little sleep on the night.
The night before, yeah.
It's going to be such a bad day as well. It's lashing rain. I'm like actually grand.
Oh yeah, do you know what? Fuck it. It's rotten out.
It's rotten.
It's June-uary.
It's January.
TM. There's a little spoiler for tonight.
Yeah, are you out tonight?
No, I don't think so, but it is.
Oh, you probably will be though.
It is Thursday, so I probably will be. but no, Ben was meant to have a date, but I think she cancelled. So
probably for the best.
Probably for the best. She was like,
she's probably better off. He's joking, Ben.
So Ben is
lovely lad, Ben.
Ben is 31, right? And this one was 32, and he's like, she probably has grandkids tomorrow.
Oh, fuck's sake. A cougar.
I love it. All right, go on. Biggie Lum. I said Biggie Lum thinking that was a way of going, see ya.
Be good, he thought it meant. just means be with me.
And you got post.
Yes.
Oh, sure, look, we're back. We're back.
Bonus podcast
what is
content.
You put my mic on.
Sorry, dude. Sorry.
I bet you the listeners of this podcast are like, not another fucking opening of a fucking.
This is definitely a CD.
Oh, no.
Oh, stop.
Don't send us CDs. We won't listen to them.
I do want to bring this to you because the name on the front of this is Callum and Emma, Ashling and Dave.
Class.
So the order's really mixed up and my name is on the front
okay,
of this.
So you go first.
But that's you.
It's also, I think it was also sent to the Malt House, which is where this radio station used to be based 8 years ago.
Yeah. Okay,
because cool. It's been redirected and written on. But I'm going to give it to Ashling because they spelt your name wrong. So you deserve that. They gave her an SH, but I definitely think it's been.
There's 3 stamps on it.
Yeah.
And there's a Limerick stamp on it.
I definitely think it's a
Jesus.
CD.
It's mad, isn't it?
You don't get many CDs. It's not a CD.
What is it? Hey, SIM
it's
cards.
Vouchers for Google Play.
Fuck off.
What?
Why? Have you been scamming people?
Sorry, guys. This is mad.
Sorry, go on.
Good morning, guys. Just a little gift from me to each of you because you guys brighten up my day every day. There is one of the cards... Something already the twins' idle hands, but I can assure you it's not real. It's real. Oh, one of her kids has already scratched out the code on one of the cards. She just bought us like vouchers for Google Play.
Oh my God. Thank you so much.
Dave goes to the child Dave.
What the fuck? What's with the drive by there? Who's it from?
Someone called
Elle. Thanks, Elle.
Oh, that's so nice.
Oh my God, Elle.
This is amazing. Thank you so much. What are you going to spend yours on?
This is so nice. A game?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
That's unreal.
Better go. Biggie Lum.
Biggie Lum. Be with me. Thanks, Elle. Bye.
Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Ashling in the morning.
Wake up, Emma, Dave and Ashling.
We got the morning routine.
Good morning, 7:03 on the 13th of June 2024. You with Emma, Dave and Ashling. It's just Dave and Ash this morning.
Hello.
What's going on? Do you know what, yesterday morning, or yesterday evening should I say, I played tennis for the very first time in 2 years.
Oh, good for you.
And it was like... The way I felt, it was like if you'd strapped a tennis racket to a limp noodle.
Yeah, I know that feeling.
Oh my God, it was just awful.
So you haven't played in 2 years. I thought you played a bit more regularly than
that. No, I haven't. I literally haven't held a racket and hit a ball in 2 years.
I know. I used to play sometimes when I was a kid with my dad and my brother because they were good. And I know that feeling when, like, you're holding it out and then the ball hits the racket and your arm just, like, flops backwards. And it's like, oh, it's so sad, isn't it?
It was so bad.
Were you bad?
I was bad. I rallied with my mate Zenon for about maybe half an hour before we were like, will we just play a game, bite the bullet and play a game?
Okay.
And it was so, so bad. But Zenon's been getting lessons every week for the last 2 years because I bet him 2 years ago. And then he was like, didn't like that at all.
It's like, hashtag never forget.
Exactly. So he went and got lessons to beat me. 2 years later, I still beat him.
No way!
6-3, 6-3.
Stop.
I swear, he was fuming.
Oh my God, I was going to say, he's probably like, what a waste of money on all the lessons. I beat Dave easy. Oh no.
I don't know how I did it. I have no idea.
Oh God, you actually must be really good.
I just, towards the end of the first like set, I just found my serve.
Wow.
Beforehand, it was going all over the place. I lost him a ball. They were his, like, he brought four balls. We're down to three because I bashed it. If someone anywhere around Terran Uyghur finds a ball, it's probably mine. Yeah.
That's gas. So I can't serve now at all.
Today, I am like a shell of.
Oh, are you in bits?
My everything is sore.
Yeah, it really is a full body thing.
I was obviously like gripping the racket too tight because I can't even make a fist. Do you know what I mean? My back is in bits. I can't walk. This is the first time where I'm like, right, I'm old. This is it.
No, you just haven't played for 2 years.
Yeah, very true. Yeah. Greg, great sport though. Highly would recommend.
Good morning.
Now we have a story for you, Liz.
Do we have a story to tell?
Dear God, I've been waiting for about 20 hours to tell you this story. I was so excited. Yesterday, after the show, me and Ash were sitting at our desk and Callum was beside us. And Callum, just ever so subtly, says, lads, look. And so we look at the door, look to the left of us.
The door's right behind. The door to the office floor is right behind my desk.
Yeah, and standing there on his phone is leader of the Green Party, Eamon Ryan.
Yes, Minister.
Minister Eamon Ryan.
Hot off the local elections.
Good morning, Minister.
Well, I did think afterwards we never addressed him by his title.
I think that's weird, though.
I know.
I think even
too.
If it was Leo there, or Simon, I'd be like, you all right?
Yeah, which is exactly what you said, basically.
See, yes, exactly. So, Minister Eamon Ryan, leader of the Green Party, was standing there with no one around him. Like, just, and he was just that awkward. By the way, if you ever think, oh God, I'm such an awkward person, I have to be on my phone if no one's talking to me. He was the exact same.
Yeah, we were all the same.
Yeah. He walked in and he was standing there, and I think that's weird. He must be going to Today FM, he must be going to News Talk or something, which are in the same building as him.
Yeah, and like, you're not really supposed to be a guest and just be walking into the offices. Like, someone needs to bring you onto the floor and tell you where to go.
You.
It's quite bad etiquette, not on him, but like on somebody from our station to not like bring him where he needs to go.
To not greet him and bring him to where he needs to go. That's where I said. So I perked up and I said, are you okay? Do you want me to bring you somewhere? And he said, no, you're fine. I'm going to FM 104. And in my head, I thought, now that's funny.
And we all kind of laughed. And we were like, whoa, he's a jokester.
He's a jokester because he knows this is Spin 103.8 and our rivals are FM 104,
and they're not in this building.
Exactly, they don't. They're not.
Never
in this
have
building
been.
At all.
Never will be.
No. And so I was like, "Well, you're on your own there."
And we all laughed.
Yeah.
Because we thought Eamon Ryan was joking.
And then Dave put his headphones back on.
Yeah.
And then we all kind of went back to work for a couple of seconds, and then we went. Actually,
he's still there, and he hasn't smiled.
And then Dave said, "Can I interest you in Today FM or 98 FM or Spin
or News
or
Talk?"
News Talk.
And
he said,
"What did he say?"
He said, "Maybe another day, but today I'm here for FM 104."
And I said, "You do realise they're not in this building?" And he went. And Ash goes, yeah, they're on, like, the north side.
I was like, they're by the Three Arena. And he's like, Marconi House, Diggs Lane. I said, yes, this is Marconi House. And he goes, yeah. And I said,
FM 104
is up by the Three Arena. And then he was like, but it says here Marconi House, Diggs Lane. I said, fine.
And I said, bro, you need to go north side. I was like, "This is, you need to go to the Keys. You need to go towards the Three Arena."
And then Minister Eamon Ryan said, I know where they are. They're up by the Three Arena.
As if he just realised this himself. And Ash just sits there going, I just said that four times. So he goes, I know where they are. They're by the Three Arena. And I went, yeah, well done. And he goes, God, I'll be shot.
And he walks out.
And then he turned
the
him up. Oh, it was so very funny.
He handled it quite well.
He actually did. And like, so then our whole office floor just erupted because a lot of people were tuning into this conversation. And another girl had come out of the loo and she said that as he was standing by the lifts, he was like laughing his head off.
One of my favourite things from this story is Dave was so excited about what had just happened. This will go down in like his career history. He'll put this on his CV, yeah. Told Eamon Ryan that this is not the building he's meant to be in. So Dave immediately texts his housemate, Ben. Ben works downstairs in the newsroom.
Yeah.
And Ben kind of came up. He was looking very flustered. He looked like, I'd never seen him like this before. He looked very busy, very important.
He was like, get a move on what's going on.
And yeah. Dave started telling the story about Eamon Ryan being in the office. And Ben just got up and started to leave because, like, oh, Eamon Ryan was in the office. He thought that was Dave's story.
I was like, no, sit back down. And we're going to reenact what happened.
We reenacted it and Ben was not playing ball with this. He was getting redder and redder and looking more angry and more angry.
This makes me feel like hopefully us telling the story now wasn't a big anticlimax.
No, 100%. I think
it was very funny at the time. I hope it came across.
I think my favourite line I've ever said to anyone is, I can promise you FM 104 is not in this building. And him to just go... Love.
Salad cream is making headlines this week.
Wasn't that a TV show or a band or some salad cream? I feel like ages ago.
Well, Cream was a band. Talk about salad cream.
I feel like it was like one of those kind of stupid TV shows. But all right, just normal salad cream.
Just, yeah, your bog standard salad cream. People have been sharing the weird ways that they've been using salad cream. If I were to ask you, what is salad cream? What would your answer be? Because it's a bit of a mystery.
It's like garlic dip, I'd imagine.
It's not like garlic dip, actually.
No?
There's no garlic in it at all.
Oh.
Well, did you think there was garlic in it?
Yeah, I would have thought. Yeah, I suppose in salad. But I don't know what you put in salad. I don't eat salad.
So salad cream is weird because it's...
Is it like a blended
it's
salad?
It's kind of not really dressing. No, it is kind of a dressing, but it's like super thick like mayonnaise.
Right.
I think it's kind of like... flavoured mayonnaise, like sugary dressing flavoured mayonnaise.
Ah, okay.
So it's very thick. My granny's the only person that I know who uses salad cream, and she used it for one of her signature sandwiches, which is one slice of Brennan's bread, a smear of salad cream, and one Pringle.
Wow.
One Pringle crumbled on top. But Heinz are asking people what they use salad cream for, and they're after getting some wacky replies. I think they were just looking for recipes and stuff.
It says here salad cream is like mayonnaise, but with flavour and less fat.
Is that not what I just said?
Yeah, it is, but I was wondering, is it the same as ranch dressing in America?
I know, possibly in the consistency, but ranch is possibly a little bit more of a herby flavour or something.
Fair.
Yeah. So one person said that banana sandwiches with salad cream are his favourite.
Gross.
Rotten. Another woman said they squirt a bit of salad cream onto chocolate bars like double deckers.
Okay, gross.
A woman called Diane said she's used it to treat sunburn.
Oh.
And another woman said she's used it as a moisturiser. A fella said he uses it as shower gel. I'm going to take that as
that
a joke.
That is the most disgusting thing ever.
I'm going to say that's a joke. Another said they add a squirt of it into the bath.
I think
this may have gotten it like a little bit astray from what Heinz were trying to get at. And then someone else said that they use salad cream as a moisturising foot mask.
Oh.
So while I think most of these are lies, I think we should test out one of the theories. And I know, Dave, you've mentioned it before, I'm sure of it, that you've got very crusty feet. You had tennis yesterday for the first time.
Yeah.
So get the dogs out and we'll lather them up with a bit of salad cream.
Oh, lovely. Okay.
I've got a bottle of Heinz with me here now. Will we give it a taste first?
Yeah, you can taste it. I don't want to taste it.
I have a little spoon. I'll give it a taste.
Go on, give it a go.
It's very early for this. Oh, it's a bit much on top.
Is it not good? Does it stink?
It's probably nice. on a dressing, but not on a spoon at 25 past 7 in the morning.
Shocking. This is...
But it does taste moisturising.
Right, okay.
So, we get...
This is the second time you've wanted to put stuff on my feet. Do you like? Do you remember, I think a couple of months ago, you stuck a cabbage leaf on my feet because it was supposed to help with running, which I don't do anyway.
Yes, I was told that cabbage reduces swelling.
Yeah, so you put cabbage on my feet and wrapped it around in cling film. And now you want to put salad dressing on my feet.
I'm just helping you out here, Dave. Okay, there's nothing more to it. Don't be thinking into it too deeply.
I'm not here to, you know, help your fetishes. I'm just not.
It's just a great way to see your feet. Hang on. So get the dogs out there. I'll come around. Okay, I'm coming around.
Okay.
I've got a latex glove because I'm not touching them.
Stop pretending like you're not extremely happy.
Quite surgical now. So I'm putting the glove on now.
You're putting a glove on to touch my feet.
Not so near them.
Do you know
the
I had
smell
a mis-
of them. I can't tell if it's the smell of the salad cream or your feet. All right, we'll do an ice cake.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, why? Oh, God. Oh, it's like it's right, spilt. Oh, wow. Oh, Ashley, thank you so much. She's lathering my right foot
All right,
with salad
we need to
cream.
Leave it like a bit wet because it's a mask, so okay. We're not going to rub it in fully.
Oh, when will I start to see the benefits?
I'd say by around 10 o'clock.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We'll get back to it by the end of the
no
show.
No socks until
you
10.
Just stay there. It stinks, actually.
Does it? I'm refusing to smell.
I'm going to go wash my hands.
Okay.
So you just stay there. You continue on.
Great. Thanks, Ash.
See ya. We've just been talking about salad cream. It's making headlines because people are given the weird reason or weird ways that they use it. And somebody suggested using it as a moisturising foot mask.
Yeah.
So we've just smeared it all over Dave's foot. And you've just spent the last 2 minutes cleaning it off. I'm a little bit offended.
I feel like I did get it to the point where it was moisturised and lovely.
Okay.
And no, that was just...
Well, so you felt like you left it like long enough.
I was able to take it off, yeah.
Like the only 30 thing seconds.
I used wipes. And now the smell of the salad dressing and the chemicals in the wipes have mixed together.
Okay.
For like an ultra powerful pong.
And it ultra is, pong.
It's not good.
I'm struggling to find out what to do with the salad cream now because I have a full bottle of Heinz salad cream, but I do know my granny likes salad cream. Oh. So just if anyone knows my granny, don't tell her that I put it on Dave's feet. Otherwise she won't want it.
Shocking.
We're teaming up with Codex this week. They're Ireland's premier office solutions provider and we're helping you protect your pen from those pesky office pinchers.
And they're everywhere. How many people did you say? I think you said 75% of people have pinched pens in their lifetime.
Yeah, and 85% have been pinched.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say that number is even more. Some people are probably just afraid to admit it in case their pincher comes back.
As
for
you said, that's not something I'd be...
Around two.
That's not something I'd be admitting if I was a pen pincher.
It's sensitive information.
You'd be straight to the priest for confession.
Exactly. We want to give you €200 cash and a premium gold pen. And by the end of the week, we're going to upgrade somebody to €1,500 to cover an office night out for you and your colleagues.
Nice one. In order to do that, you got to crack our code. And on to do that is Orla. How are you, Orla?
I'm good. How are you?
Really, really good. What's the plan for the day, Orla?
Oh, just heading to work now.
Yeah, I was going to say, you sound like you're on the move. Whereabouts are you?
I am indeed. I'm on the M50.
Oh, very nice.
Oh.
Northbound or southbound?
Southbound.
Okay, very nice.
And what do you do, Orla? Do you do,
I'm a primary teacher.
Oh, okay.
You're sucking diesel. You've only, what, 2 weeks left?
Yeah, go in
Free?
And show a movie.
Yeah, literally on the countdown now.
Oh, my God. So jealous.
What class do you have this year, Orla?
Second class.
Second. Oh, beautiful.
And come in, do the kids be pinching pens? Oh, they probably don't write in pen, do they?
No, only pencil.
Oh, yeah, only pencil.
Maybe a bit older, but no, these are not too bad.
Oh, I'm so jealous. Second class was the best. It's just so
communion.
Yeah.
You're rich.
Top tier.
Yeah, that's good.
All right, we want to get you a premium gold pen so you can show off to all the second classers and €200 cash.
Yeah, let's do it. So, Orla, I'm trying to open this safe. I need 6 digits. So the last 2 digits of the spin WhatsApp number. Do you know what that is?
Yeah, so
38. Okay, perfect. Thank you. Hopefully that'll be right. The number of cents in half a euro?
50.
So that'll be 50. Okay. And the number missing from this song?
I got problems, but a big one hit me. 99.
That's a lot of problems.
Ashling's favourite ice cream. All right, let's put that into the safe. I'm begging this to be correct. I need this pen. 385099. Yes! Woo! Oh, there's my beautiful clicky pen. Oh, thank God, I've missed you so much. Congratulations, Orla. €200 cash and a premium gold pen is heading to you.
Great, thanks very much.
And you can tell all the teachers that you could be upgraded on Friday to a €1,500, not €15,
oh, amazing.
To cover
amazing
an office party.
Now, that'd be cool. That'd be very, very cool. Orla, have a great day and thank you for listening.
Great, thank you. You too.
Bye.
Bye.
Good luck.
Just one more gold pen to give away from us.
Yeah.
But if you are a Dublin City commuter, you can have a chance to find a golden pen at various train stations in Dublin this week. So stop by and give it a go. You can see more info at codex.ie and on the Codex socials.
And one more chance for you tomorrow to win that €200 cash, plus a premium gold pen, and plus €15 for a party. Wow.
Amazing. A few generous party poppers. Sorted. Listen, I know we mentioned it earlier in the week, but I'm actually like, how many more medals are we going to win at this bloody athletics?
I don't even know what it is. Like, I just know suddenly we're deadly.
We're unbelievable.
What is this?
We're so fast. Why are we so fast?
I've no idea. But I feel like it's people you went to school with, you can kind of picture, because I don't know if you remember doing athletics in school.
There's
one kid, it was just...
Oh my God, I remember land my class, Michael Helium, little whippersnapper. He'd be flying around the place.
This was 1934.
No, but like, I feel like it was like Sonia O'Sullivan when I was a kid.
Yes.
And then crickets.
And Usain Bolt.
That's so mean on all the amazing athletes that have definitely run for Ireland in the meantime.
I'm with you.
But like, now, what the hell is going on? We've won like 4 medals at this thing.
And it's the most Irish thing in the world, isn't it? It's been like, oh, are we good at that? All right.
All right. Put that on there.
Yeah, we'll start supporting
that. Oh, yeah. I'll share that in my stories now.
Like I've been following it for
forever.
Years.
Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Let's go.
Every day we wake up. Rise and shine.
8:04, you're with Emma, Dave and Aisling on the 13th of June 2024. What's happening?
I had a great night last night.
Did you?
I went to a Kaylee.
Yes!
I was telling you yesterday that I was going to this. It was organised by my friend. I just have to say, like, such good initiative.
Yes.
She was actually like, I'd love to do a Kaylee. And then 2 weeks later, she was like, I've organised a Kaylee. It was on a panty bar. It was kind of like, so it's basically like a group of musicians and they're like a queer group of trad musicians.
Okay.
So I do think they kind of missed a trick on calling it a gaily.
Yes.
I think they may need to rebrand the next time, but their group is called She Bean. And there was like 12 musicians, live music. I've only ever done a gaily to like a crappy little tape in a GAA hall.
And why did she want to do a gaily?
I think she was just like, it'd be good crack.
Yeah.
And good crack it was.
I'd say it was.
I was greeted at the door with a glow stick. And
class.
I knew that was going to be a good night. Dead. So I was like, instead of like a wristband, I got a glow stick around my wrist. So I was like, that is the job. But because obviously we work very early, I kind of dipped out at about 9:30 or 9:40, whatever. It was going on till 11:00, but I was like, I was Kaylee'd out.
Yeah, of course.
And I got home and I did the saddest thing ever. I had the glow stick on my hand and it was still lighting because I obviously hadn't had it on that long. And I put the glowing glow stick in the bin.
No.
And I thought, now, 18-year-old Aisling would be disgusted with you putting a fully lit glow stick in the bin, showing your age.
What are you meant to do with it?
I mean, you're not meant to go home until it's dead. You're not supposed to go home at its peak.
That's a good rule.
Isn't it?
I really like that rule.
Stay out until the glow stick fades. But yeah, I felt like such a fraud putting the glowing glow stick in the bin.
Yeah.
I was like, who am I?
It does sound like something my parents used to say. Oh, we didn't go home until the last glow stick was gone.
And the street lights were up.
So that's how you knew the time. When the glow stick was gone, it was time for bed.
Exactly.
So I hit quite a big milestone in my life the other day.
Yeah.
100 days off the vapes.
Unreal.
Thank
that sounds like
much.
A sad clap, but like, I swear.
Stop going so slow.
Wow.
Fantastic.
100 days.
No, I'm actually so proud of you.
Thank you.
So delighted for you and so impressed. Well done.
I'm genuinely impressed with myself. I could never go. The longest I've ever gone without a vape in my hand was 6 hours. That was the longest
I remember
gone
you
in the last
tried
10
a
years.
Few times.
Yeah, it just never
you couldn't
worked.
Do it, yeah.
But I am now officially 100 days off the vapes and I thought, well, I'm going to make a tweet and help people themselves.
All right, Granny.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to make one of them tweets. I'm going to tweet out tips on how to get off the vape.
So, good idea.
Some of my tips included nicotine patches. They work absolutely incredibly well. You would have heard me on multiple mornings like a couple of weeks ago being like, I'm just putting on my nicotine patches.
Yeah.
I'm on no nicotine anymore.
Brilliant.
I just keep cutting them in half as well and, you know, reduce them. Make a deal with yourself that you'll go a day, a week, you know, whatever, and make a bet with yourself. If you obviously do well, reward yourself.
Yeah, good.
Always reward yourself. These are just a couple of my tips. Chewing gum. If you vaped menthol, you chew mint.
Okay.
You chew mint or gum.
Yeah, I've heard of that for like people quitting smoking and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, exactly. And fruity flavoured vapors, you just, you know, chew flavoured gum.
Oh, okay, good.
Exercise as well is good. Track your progress every milestone. One of the main things I would say was tell everyone, because the more people you tell, the more pressure is on you to actually do this.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
I think that's really good advice.
I've told people in the street. Do you know what I mean? I'm just about, by the way, sorry, 95 days off the vapes. Do
you know what I mean? Every person you see vaping, I'm off them.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're like, I hate you.
But I have to admit, there was a little bit of an ulterior motive to my tweet, my tips of getting off the vapes.
Okay.
Right? Because I realised something. If you look like you're an expert in anything or can talk about a certain subject, mm-hmm. you will be asked to be on News Talk.
Oh my God, I couldn't agree more.
Journalists will call you up or just like DM you and be like, hey, would you come on, you know, the hard shoulder to talk about this? Absolutely, I will.
Absolutely.
And I was on News Talk before, okay, only once. It didn't go incredibly well. I was on to talk about taxis at Christmas not picking me up.
Yeah.
And I didn't come across fantastically.
A bit privileged.
A bit privileged because I was complaining that I had to walk from Camden Street to Rathmines. Now, to be fair, I still stand by it because it was freezing.
Yeah.
And I didn't bring a jacket because it was a Christmas party and I wanted to look good.
Whereas a man in, you know, Port Leash who lives out in the countryside isn't really relating to this particular problem.
Yeah. I had to walk half an hour.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It didn't go well, and it also really didn't go well because it started off with this.
So David Hammond is with me now. He is one third of the gang on Fully Charged on Spin 103. And David, I know you've spoken about this before, the issues you've had getting home on nights out. So tell me a little bit more about them. Oh, I don't think we have David there. David, can you hear me? No, we don't have...
Yeah, it didn't start off well at all.
So you were on the phone.
Yeah, I was on the phone. I was in a different country and I was actually skiing, which really wasn't helping my thing of I'm not privileged, I promise. So it wasn't helping. But I know, Ash, you were on News Talk only a couple of weeks ago.
Yes.
And I was like, okay, they seem to have moved on from me. And I kind of want to get back on.
Yeah, they kind of moved on from you onto me. And again, like, I'm not sure if I represented, you know, the show very well. I kind of admitted something very embarrassing. They have shrunk the quantity of Ritz in the box by 30%. This is bad news for me, a Ritz cracker lover.
There's just more air in the box.
100%.
Yeah, I no longer feel sick after eating the whole box like I used to.
That was the first sign.
Honestly, the two of us, that's two out of three of Fully Charged that have been on the hard shoulder. I made a dope of ourselves.
I think we need to get you back on.
I need to get back on News Talk. I promise you I'm more ready for it this time around. I feel like I'll actually, you know, come across less privileged and I could talk about getting off the vapes. So that's what I'm saying. If you have anything to actually talk about and you tweet it out, News Talk will want you. Now, they haven't got on to me yet.
No.
I have had Waterford local radio DM me.
Okay, well, that's a start.
And they said, hey, do you want to come on? Of course I do. I'll take anything.
I have an idea.
Okay.
Let's use some people power here. I've got News Talk's WhatsApp number in front of me. They're probably in the middle of some very intense interview. But if you would do us a favour and WhatsApp News Talk right now, it's 087.
Okay, hold on. 087.
1400-106.
1400-106.
I'm talking to you listening, right? If we could get a barrage of people texting News Talk simply saying, get David Hammond on air.
So 087-1400-106.
Yeah.
So 087-1400-106.
I know this is a lot to ask, but it is free.
It would be very funny if Kira Kelly comes up the stairs going, what in God's name is going on?
087 1400 106. Get David Hammond on News Talk. Let's get it happening.
He wants to talk about vapes.
So badly. I'm having quite a busy day today because I have quite a busy weekend in store.
I feel like you're always doing something.
This is...
I go home and play PlayStation and Ash literally just has so much going on all the time.
Well, wait till you hear this one because this is the weekend. This is the most Aisling Bonner weekend you've ever heard.
Oh.
So... tomorrow after the show, I'm hopping on a train to Killarney.
You love trains.
I love trains. That's number one. I'm going to Killarney.
Love it.
To attend the Association of Irish Musical Society's annual awards ceremony.
Wow.
The Ames Awards. That's what that's
called. Oh, I've heard of them.
Called, yeah. So back in February, March, I was in a musical with my musical society, On Track Musical Society, and we did Guys and Dolls. And then, so now... basically, all of the amateur musical societies in Ireland come together this weekend in Killarney for a massive award ceremony, a big ball. It's a two-night affair. It is going to be the electric picnic of musicals.
Wow.
I'm so excited. I've never
been... the
Oscars
of the musical society in Ireland, if you will.
If you want. I've never been to the Ames Awards before. I'm so excited. There's something like 1,400 people going.
Wow.
Yeah, it's absolutely
Killarney? God, that's a nightmare.
It's in Killarney, yeah. So it's in the Glen Eagle, which is like apparently just this massive function room in the hotel. And so I need a fancy dress, like a ball dress, whatever, for Saturday night.
Yeah.
That's fine. I have that sorted. What I also need for Saturday night is an L plate. Because this is my first Ames Awards, everybody has to wear an L plate if they've never been before.
No.
Yeah.
That's very funny.
And not only do you have to wear an L plate, you have to bring your own. This is doubly humiliating.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And in the group chat, all the like ones who've been there 100 times before are like, don't forget your L plates.
Really?
L plates, L plates, L plates. Yeah.
That's so good. Just the ones you'd have in a car, like.
Yeah, whatever.
And you put it around your neck and stick it onto you? Or
yeah, around your neck, I think. So I'm going to print out one work today, maybe give it a lamination.
But yeah, or you can buy sort that out. Like £3 in the shop.
I know, but I don't want to like stick it to my body. I want to wear it around my neck because then I can take it on and off.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. Yeah.
So I'm going to do a DIY job. You know me, I like to make a costume. But tomorrow night, so Friday night, is the night that I'm most concerned about. Because it's a themed night.
Oh, okay.
So it's not as fancy as Saturday night, the ball and the awards, but it's like the kind of, it's kind of the welcome night to the whole weekend. And the theme this year is pure imagination.
Wow.
So my society have decided we're all going to dress up as characters from Shrek.
Oh. Oh, God.
So not only do I have to get a ball gown and an L plate, I also have to get my costume for the Shrek themed night tomorrow. So they did a draw and they picked out everyone's names and tied them with a character like a sweepstake.
Deadly.
I'm Baby Bear.
No way.
Yeah.
Is so, that the... I actually don't know Baby Bear.
Well, in Shrek, there's like all the...
little woodland creatures.
Little woodland creatures.
Little woodland creatures. Aren't they woodland creatures?
Yeah. So there's all the fairy tale characters. So there's the three pigs and the three blind mice and then there's the three bears. So I'm Baby Bear.
Yeah, from Goldilocks.
Goldilocks and three bears. Sorry. So one of the girls who is Mama Bear is being an absolute legend and she's hand sewing us paws and ears.
Oh my God.
Wow. She sent me a video the other day. It was like one down, five to go of the paws and she's hand sewing paws. So I feel like I have to like give some sort of a help. So today I have to head out. I have to get a fully brown outfit for the bear.
An L plate.
Yeah. And I also have to get like maybe some sort of baby thing, like a giant nappy or a dodie. I've never bought either of these things before.
Oh my God, this is amazing.
I
cannot wait to see the photos. That's like the oldest thing I've ever seen. I can't wait to see the photos.
Digital camera. I kind of am disappointed that she isn't Shrek.
Yeah, I am a little bit.
I know. I had to go with the draw and make it all above board. So while you're in the Camden or whatever listening to bloody Becky Hill, just picture me belting out musical songs dressed as Baby Bear.
I will be actually at the Coronas on Saturday.
Even more normal.
Even worse than the Camden. So that'll be good. But oh my God, Ash, that sounds like the most you weekend ever.
It really is.
That sounds like great fun, though.
I'm going to die.
We just got a WhatsApp in there from Sandra who is saying that gets like a pennies or something for brown fluffy pyjamas. You know, sometimes they do the fluffy pyjamas.
Great idea.
Don't know if it's in season, though, because we're in the summery months.
Yeah, true, but super comfy.
Well, there you go. If you're going to the Ames Awards, then look out for Baby Bear.
Look out for Baby Bear. I'll give you some porridge.
Oh, we love them. Sam Smith, Kim Petras, Unholy. Summer's number one hit music station, Spin 103.8. And that's us done.
No.
Thank you very much. Michaela Hayes is next.
Stop.
It's the girly quiz. Makeup, nails and tears. How will Dave do? Will he need you?
Come on, ladies. Let's get quizzy.
Feeling extra evil today, yeah, because I'm in charge of the girly quiz. Emma's sunning herself in Spain, so I've been left in charge of the three questions that stand between Dave and winning the week. He has to get all three right. This is where we test Dave on all things girly: hair, makeup, body bits, babies, boobs and everything in between.
Yeah.
Sometimes with the girly quiz we get into slightly tentative territory.
Yeah, a little bit.
So we do say, if you have young ears in the car that maybe haven't had the birds and the bees chats, you could hover that hand over the dial. But I will say again, I think today is pretty safe. Dave, you said, I said you have to get all three questions right. You do have two lifelines.
Yes.
So one is simplify, kind of a 50-50 option. And the other is the phone a female. We have Danielle standing by.
Nice one. Thank you, Danielle.
How are we feeling today?
Yeah, I'm, as soon as the girly quiz music started hitting, I get really bit antsy. Mm. I start moving around a little bit and I'm just uncomfortable.
Last week was Emma on her own.
Questions start.
Exactly. It was that bad already. Last week was Emma on her own. This week it's me on my own. Who is like a slightly more threatening game master?
I would say you are, because I feel like Emma asks questions that I feel like I can say anything and it'll be correct. You know what I mean? She was like, you know, name a couple of things that happens to girls when they're tired. Do you know what I mean? And I was like, oh, they might, you know,
yawn.
Go to bed. They might yawn. You know, they might, you know, read a book.
Okay. Wow. Okay. So there's definitely none of that today. So let's get ready for question one.
All right.
The girly quiz.
I can't remember a question one when I didn't use my phone a female.
Okay. Dave, question one. Tell me another word for a go-go.
I want to say a bonbon, but I'm pretty sure that's it's not bonbon then. They're the sucky sweets, aren't they?
They are, yeah.
Go-go.
Or a good nickname for me.
Bonbon, yeah. A go-go.
A go-go. Have you heard it before?
Yeah, I know what it is. It's, oh my god!
Did you not think
I
of
can't
word?
Think of one! A bobbin!
Final answer?
Final answer, a bobbin.
You're absolutely correct!
Let's go!
Well done! I always run these questions by our Australian boss, Nick, and he was like, I have no idea what question one is. That's too hard. I was like, you're just Australian. You wouldn't have a clue. Go-go is like a very West of Ireland way of saying a bobbin, I think.
Is it, yeah?
Or like, I don't know, it's a bit more country or something.
I don't know. I'd always say a bobbin, but like, I've heard of go-go's. Is there other words?
Like a hair tie, I suppose.
Yeah.
But like, I would have always said bobbin, but then when I went to college in Galway, everyone was like, do you have a go-go? And I was like, oh, what the hell are you saying? Anyway, well done.
I was the same with like soothers. Do you know what I mean? Like, we used to call it soother, but some people would call it like a, do you know, like a baby soother.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'd say a dodie.
Yeah, a dodie.
Oh, do you know, yeah.
What I mean? Where I would say a soother, things like that.
Interesting. All right, well done, Dave. One for one. Mm. Question two. What do these three makeup brands have in common?
Oh, damn it.
Cash Beauty, Sculpted by Amy, and Sosu Cosmetics. And I will not accept
they all sell lipstick. Well, my answer was going to be I think they all sell tan. But if it's not that, then...
Well, lipstick is a bit different because it's
they're all
makeup.
They're all Irish brands. Cash, Kaylee Mua, Sosumi,
mm-hmm.
And Sculpted by Amy, I'm pretty sure, is Irish as well. I'm going to say they're all Irish. And yeah, no, I'm going to say they're all Irish. Is that not the thing you're kind of looking for? That's my final answer, is they're all Irish.
I just want you to keep talking. You're absolutely right!
Yes! Use one lifeline. I love when you're
this
on.
It's gonna be over
quiz.
In about 3 minutes. Oh my god! Well done.
This is unreal.
Yeah, I was afraid we were gonna get into, because I would also accept they're all cruelty free, because I was afraid you're gonna say that and then everyone be like, they actually are all cruelty free. But I was looking for they're all Irish.
That was gonna be my second answer. Was they're all cruelty free?
Okay. Yeah.
There you go.
I'm sure they were. Yeah. Wow. Okay. So we've Danielle sitting on the phone line.
Yeah. My bad, Danielle.
Doing
sorry.
Absolutely nothing for now. But we have one more question standing between you winning the week. Dave, typically, when does a woman start telling friends and family that she's pregnant.
Oh, God.
It's typically when do they start telling?
Yes.
Can you generalise that?
I think you can. I'll accept a range of answers here, but I do think the women of Dublin will agree that there's a general time that people go by.
Okay. I have absolutely no idea.
Have you not?
No. I would maybe say, like, 3 months? I don't know, but, like, maybe a week? It's between that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Callum?
The beauty with this is, now, Dave, you have both lifelines to hand.
Yeah.
So you could use your phone a female, and if they're thinking
and
a couple
then,
of answers,
and then
you can use the simplify.
Stop helping him.
Boys, stick together.
All right. Let's call in the troops.
All right, Danielle's getting the call.
Morning, Danielle. Sorry to keep you on the phone for so long. How are you?
No problem.
Sorry
I'm
for
fine.
Being
How
so good.
Yeah, sorry. I am just killing it this morning. But Danielle, for now, I got 30 seconds on the clock and I need you to tell me how long until typically a girl says to someone that they're pregnant.
Oh, it's normally 12 weeks or else their first trimester, so that's normally about 3 months as well.
After the
so
first...
So either answer or right.
First trimester, so is that that's 3 months, 12 weeks, right?
Yeah.
Which is exactly what I said, and I honestly, when it I is. Said that, I was like, that's ridiculous. There's no way it's 3 months. Sure, you'd be able to tell. All right, Danielle.
No, you can't tell.
I'm going to go with you, and I'm going to say
no problem.
3 months, final answer.
Still got the 30 seconds left.
I know, I'm like, we've got loads of time here. I'm slightly rage with myself because you've just gone and absolutely smashed
yeah!
it! Well done!
Oh my God! What a great day!
You made that look easy.
I did. Danielle, thank you so much. I wouldn't be able to do it without you.
No problem at all. Delighted to
thank
Danielle,
you.
Do you want to educate Dave on why women wait that long?
Because they're high risk, realistically, in your first 12 weeks. So anything can kind of happen in them 12 weeks that you can have a miscarriage
of course.
Pregnancy or anything like that.
And so you don't want to tell people in case something happens.
No,
yeah.
That's amazing. That's so cool. Okay.
Well done, Danielle.
Thank you so much. We're going to send you a Taylor Swift friendship bracelet for your daughter. I hope she enjoys it.
Are you going to enjoy it? Yeah.
That could have been embarrassing. Thank she hadn't said no.
No, I don't want that.
Thanks, Danielle.
Thanks, Danielle.
And well
Thank
done,
you.
Dave.
Good
Holy
luck.
Moly.
See you, Danielle. Bye-bye. Oh, my God. What a great
What a
day.
Thrill. I feel like an idiot. It's a girly quiz. Makeup, nails and
tears. How will Dave do? Will he need you? Come on, ladies. Let's get quizzy.
I'm working late because I'm a singer. Sabrina Carpenter on Summer's number one hit music station. This is Spin 103 and that is Espresso.
She has to be the most talked about person in the world right now.
She
like
is.
Taylor Swift aside, I would say it is all about Sabrina Carpenter.
She's supporting Taylor Swift as well.
Yes, yeah, exactly. That gave her a massive boost.
It did.
But you might know this. We may have said it before in the show that the song Driver's License by Olivia Rodrigo
yes.
is actually about Sabrina Carpenter because I think she stole her boyfriend.
Or just the boyfriend went off, got...
The boyfriend got
boyfriend
with...
got with Sabrina Carpenter.
Sabrina Carpenter, yeah. And I've just gone on to their Instagrams because obviously Olivia Rodrigo has been massive for a couple of years.
Yes.
And Sabrina's kind of just like on the come up. There is now only 2 million followers separating the two of them.
Oh, interesting.
Sabrina's on 35 and Olivia's on 37.
I wonder do their stans argue online?
Yeah,
like
I know.
Olivia stands versus Sabrina.
They probably like each other now. They're probably friends.
I hope they are.
Yeah, me too.
And I hope they hate your man.
Yeah.
Kneecap and Green chatting. It's called Better Way to Live on Spin 103 with Emma, Dave and Aisling. You know, I said they have a new movie coming out like
yes.
very, very soon. The trailer just dropped only recently. It is so sick.
The trailer's brilliant.
So I was invited to watch the movie a couple of months ago, right? And because it's like, it is finished. Right?
Yeah.
But they're just waiting to release it and it's unbelievable. And I got an email from the guy who invited me to watch it and the guy said, hope all's good. We're putting together star ratings and quotes for the release of Kneecap in cinemas.
Stop.
That can be used in marketing materials. Would you mind please sending me through a 2-line reaction and a star rating?
No way!
And I said, happy to. So I'd imagine in your local cinema maybe you'll see the Kneecap poster and underneath David Hammond. 5 stars. I haven't stopped thinking about it since.
Is that what you said?
That's what I said. I said 5 stars. I haven't stopped thinking about this movie since I saw it. I already can't wait to see it again. The lads are absolutely phenomenal in it.
I hope they say David Hammond, film critic.
Let's go. Wicca, Wicca.
Emma, Dave and Aisling.
4 minutes past nine. The 13th of June, by the way.
Yeah, in case you didn't realise. Not January. That's what I'm going to say. Oh my God, that's so good. Nobody else use that. That's
TM,
mine.
TM.
January. Oh, I'm going to say that to everyone I meet now. It's a bit like January out there, isn't it?
I used to say, what a lovely winter we're having this summer.
Oh, that's good.
That's so miserable.
Oh, it's absolutely shite. What the hell?
I hate this. What the hell? I hate this country. Oh. Anyway, I went to the cinema the other day and I saw the latest.
Yeah, because it's bloody January.
Honestly, because it's January. Like, what are you going to do?
Yeah, nothing.
I'm gonna sunbathing that, like. I went and I saw the new Planet of the Apes.
Ah.
Yeah.
Very you film, I
it
think.
It is a very me film.
How many of them have they made?
So this is the thing, right? It was meant to be a trilogy. This is the fourth movie. I think they've lost count because I'm like, you know you're supposed to stop after three, and they actually did a really good job at stopping after, like, after the third movie. I was like, yeah, you could wrap it up here.
Was the one before that Rise of the Planet of the Apes?
Yeah, so you have Planet of the
so
Apes.
So now it's fallen again. It's just regular Planet of the Apes.
I think Dawn of the Planet of the Apes.
Okay.
Rise of the Planet of the Apes. War for the Planet of the Apes.
What's
and
this
now
one?
This one is Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes.
It's like the Fast and Furious film. So the next one is like five apes.
Yeah.
Four apes, four furious.
Then I think we need to have Fall of the Planet of the Apes.
Yes.
And then Return of the Planet of the Apes.
Oh my God.
I've got two more sorted
see, this
there.
This is the thing. So I think the fourth movie is like the start of a new trilogy.
Oh, for God's sake. So did it feel like it's going to keep going?
Yeah. It did. Like me and my housemate Ben went and we were like, they can't end it there. Like this has to be another movie.
Eventually the apes will start evolving into humans.
Well, this is the thing. This is the thing that's happening. Do you know what I mean?
Is that almost, I just give a big spoiler?
Not even that it's a spoiler, but it's almost like the fourth movie kind of, it's like the rebirth of mankind all over again.
Oh, wow.
Because you have like these like cavemen, basically, as humans, and the people who are the elite are the apes. Do you know what I mean? So it's kind of totally flipped. Totally flipped.
It's totally flipped in its
totally
head.
Totally flipped in its head.
Was it good?
It was really, really good.
Was it?
I really, really liked it. The people behind us did not enjoy it. They spent more time kicking our chair than they did watching the movie.
Cool.
And then halfway through we're like, this is shy. I'm going home. Okay.
Can I go back to my Fast and Furious franchise? I'd like to see apes in the cars speeding.
Yeah.
Can we put the apes in other franchises, like Transform Apes?
Yes.
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 Harry, I can't think of an ape joke.
Harry Potter and the ape.
Too fast. Too
great creator.
Harry Potter and the Planet of the Apes.
I got it, lads. I've got it. Too fast, too curious, George. Welcome back to Fully Charged, where we find out the news so you don't have to. Coming up on the show, Leo Varadkar, what's going on? What's he doing with his free time?
Okay.
And Micheál Martin, where'd he get his tie? Mm. And where was Simon Harris that day that someone mooned the portal? Was it him? Find out on the show. But for now, we turn our heads to the lads across the sea in the UK, because coming up very soon in the UK is a general election.
The Jenny Lick.
And I, for one, am very excited. Why? Because there's an AI candidate.
Cool.
In the Jenny Lick. What in God's name is going on over there?
So it's a fake. It's an AI. It's not a real person.
It's an AI candidate. It's running for Parliament. AI Steve, right?
Stop.
It's a website as well you can go to. It's run by a businessman called Steve Endicott, and he said if it wins, he will represent AI Steve in Parliament.
Stop.
But everything will go through AI Steve. So he, obviously,
no.
There has to be a person in Parliament. It will be this Endicott guy. He will run everything through AI Steve.
So his answers will be just
all AI.
AI.
So AI Steve will be making all the policy decisions.
What?
Isn't this insane? So
yes.
Currently AI Steve is mistakenly listed on the ballot as Steve AI. So Endicott is working on to correct that because it's actually just AI Steve.
Yeah.
AI Steve was designed by Neural Voice, an AI voice company of which Endicott is the chair of.
Oh,
and according to someone, the company's co-founder, AI Steve can have up to 10,000 conversations at once. So very good.
Oh my God.
And he says that it's expected his own opinions or policy preferences may differ from those of AI Steve at some point, the owner. Of the actual Endicott guy. He said, they probably will differ from my opinions to AI Steve's, but he's committed to voting in line with the constituent preferences as expressed through AI Steve. So whatever AI Steve says, goes.
So if AI Steve goes completely rogue and starts going, voting for things that real Steve would never vote for.
Yes.
He'll do what Steve says.
Go. So this is happening in, so it's in Brighton and Hove. So it's like that he's the first AI MP. He wants to be the first AI MP in Brighton and Hove. The greatest thing about this is AISteve.co.uk, right? You can chat to Steve.
Oh, amazing.
Through a microphone. And so we've never ever done this. This might go terribly, but we're going to chat to an AI live on the show.
You've got AI Steve on the line.
Yeah, let's see how it goes. So it's just loading there.
Come on, AI Steve.
Come on, Steve.
If you were a real candidate.
I'm AI Steve, standing to be MP for Brighton and Hove. I'd love to know what policies you'd like me to adopt and what you think needs to change.
Hi, AI Steve. My name is David. How are you today?
Hi, David. I'm just a virtual representation of Steve Endicott, but I'm here and ready to chat with you about any political issues or policies that you're interested in. Is there anything specific that you'd like to discuss or any policies you'd like to share your thoughts on?
What should I get my dad for Father's Day?
I'm here to discuss political issues and policies. Boom. While I'd love to help, I'm not the best at giving gift advice. Do you have any thoughts on the policies I mentioned earlier? For example, what do you think about the concept of a four-day working week or the taxation of online giants like Google and Amazon?
I'll tell you something.
I'll tell you what now, AI Steve. A four-day working week would be lovely.
I'm glad to hear that you like the idea of a four-day working week. It's something that Smarter UK believes can be beneficial for workers in the future. What do you think about the other policies I mentioned, such as the taxation
really
of online giants
here,
like Google and Amazon?
Sorry, Steve, we'll be doing the interviewing here. AI Steve, I have a question for you. What are you going to do about the Love Island issue? It's gone to shite.
I understand your concerns, but as a political candidate, my focus is on addressing policies and issues related to governance, legislation and community welfare. I'd love to hear your thoughts on some of the policies I've mentioned earlier, such as the immigration question,
levelling
up tax on online retail.
Steve. Oh, thank you.
Steve, can you bring one of your things to Love... Can you bring Love Island to one of your things that in your policies?
I appreciate the suggestion, but as a political candidate, my focus is on policies related to governance, legislation.
Shut up, Steve.
He's gone.
Nah, he doesn't have my vote.
But look, that was kind of cool.
It was cool. It was cool.
He said Dave.
He said my name. AI Steve knows who I am.
He's the first potential MP to know your name.
I'm voting for him. Billie Eilish, it's called Lunch on Spin 103. We're Emma, Dave and Ashling. What's going on?
Well, speaking of Billie Eilish, she's doing a lot of interviews at the moment because her new album is out now.
Oh, yeah.
It's called Hit Me Hard and Soft. It's absolutely brilliant. And she made an appearance on a BBC podcast recently. The podcast is called Listen, Bitch.
Oh.
And I can't be in trouble for saying that because
it's the name of the podcast. That's a good name for a podcast.
Yeah, it's a great name. It's presented by a TV presenter called Maquita Oliver, who I'm not that familiar with, but also her best friend, the singer, Lily Allen.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, Lily Allen's one of the hosts. And Billie
Married
Eilish,
to David Cross, I think. Is that his name?
Your man from Stranger Things. Yeah. I'm not sure what his name is, but yeah. And then Billie was a guest on it.
Very cool.
In the past week or so. And she made a big confession on the podcast, which when you hear it at first, you kind of go, oh, but if you actually think about it, it's wild.
You have 1,993 texts.
Stop!
That I haven't read.
Does it not give you anxiety, the number?
No, I gave that up.
Sorry, can I just...
You have 1,993 texts.
1,993 texts?
Unread.
Dear God, Billie.
So you hear of people who have like 1,000 unopened emails.
Yeah.
But these are texts.
I even open my junk.
If I'm bored, I'm like, spam.
Yeah.
And going on there.
Honestly.
Yeah, literally 1,993 unread texts on her phone. Apparently she did like a Vogue, I don't know, you know they do those Vogue, like, I don't know, 20 questions, 50 questions, interviews.
70 or something.
And it was like in December. Mm. And in that, she said she had 1,400 texts.
No way.
So she's clocked up another 500 in the past like 6 months. And they're completely unread. She does try and explain herself a little bit here.
I want to respond. I want to do whatever somebody is saying or asking of me. Sometimes I don't even see it. But sometimes I see it and I'm like, hold on, let me do this thing for, and then I just never do it. I do kind of ghost.
To be honest, this is kind of a little bit, like, I know she's not here to defend herself, but this is kind of a little bit Emma Nolan. Like, Emma is really bad at text. You'll text Emma and be like, hey, something. She'll reply back. You'll respond back to her and she'll get back to you in about 6 to 7 business. It's insane.
I'm not the best either if it's like kind of an open conversation. like a how are you?
Yeah, yeah.
Like I have a couple of how was your holiday? And I'm like, oh, lovely. Thank you for asking. But I need, oh, I'll get to that.
Leave me alone.
If you're asking me about pertinent plans, whatever, and voice notes as well, they'll sit there. But like I'd have max like six.
Right.
Unopened.
I'd never ever have anything.
Yeah, I feel like you're so on it.
It has to be opened.
And what about your emails?
Emails all red.
Yeah, me too.
Junk emails all red. Like, yeah. Honestly, anything.
And I've become an email deleter, where if it's not an interesting email, I'll just delete it. My email is a really clean space.
I need to start doing that.
No, it's quite nice. So I've been thinking about Billie Eilish and her 1900 unread messages.
That gives me such anxiety.
Crazy. And so these are all people who, like, obviously slightly know her because, I mean, they have her number.
Yeah.
It's not just like a pure email address or whatever. So I've been trying to think of ways that Billie's friends, or maybe if you have a friend who's like Billie, could contact her without texting.
Okay.
Could get her attention without sending a text because she's clearly not going to answer the text. So they could send her an urgent message on Microsoft Teams.
Okay, yeah.
Or Slack if she uses that.
I would love the thought of Billie Eilish having to download Teams.
Yeah.
Like it's like the label makes her do it.
Yeah. You know what I mean? She's like, I don't want the app on my phone, and they're like, you need it.
Yeah.
She'd be able to contact you. We could have old school carrier pigeon carry the message to Billie, and I would call it Pigeon Eilish.
Yes, very good.
Would be the name of the pigeon. You could go to one of her gigs and just paper airplane a message onto the stage. That would work as well.
That's good, actually. I think she'd read that.
Yeah. Another potential way would be go to LA, befriend a famous person, and try and get them to match with her on the celebrity dating app Raya.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then talk to her via that.
Okay.
You could send her a gift on Farmville.
She's like 19. I don't think she knows what Farmville is.
She's older than that, is she? God,
I'm
surely.
Sure she's not.
MSN might be an option still for her.
Yeah.
Or another one that I think would be good would be if you got her Revolut and just send her a euro and a little gif being like, answer my text. So listen, this
That's
is information.
Genius.
This is information that will help nobody listening to the show right now, but it's out there in the ether.
She's 22. Try sending her a nudge there on MSN.
If your friend is ignoring you, send them a gift on Farmville. They'll love you forever.
And help their crops as well. Yeah. Spin. Dasha, Austin, Spin 103 with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Yeehaw! We're teaming up with Chemist Warehouse on the show this week.
And they're in Texas for some reason.
Sorry, it was the dregs of the country vibe there. They've got a new store, not in Texas, but in Artane Place. Chemist Warehouse, it's your late night pharmacy. It's open 7 days a week and you can get big brand fragrances there in time for Father's Day this Sunday.
Some say it is the Texas of North Dublin.
They do. They do, yeah. You once. Just there.
€200 cash to win every single day. All you got to do is play our very silly little game, and it's very, very simple. On to do that this morning is Amy. Morning, Amy. What are you up to? Oh, there you are. Morning, Amy. What are you up to?
Hi, good morning. Just awake.
You're just awake. Oh, look at you, Amy.
Oh, that's... Well, how does that feel? Lovely.
Oh, fab.
What room are you in?
I was in the kitchen and I just switched on the radio and I heard you talking about Artane and I was like, oh, I'll enter to that.
Why?
Because it's literally down the road.
Oh, okay.
Are you living like in Artane or near Artane?
Yeah, about 5-10 minutes down the road.
Oh, amazing. So have you seen the new Chemist Warehouse there?
I have seen it, but I haven't been in it yet.
Oh, you've seen the big bright lights.
There's big excitement in Artane.
Yeah, I love this thing.
It's huge.
It's massive, I'd say. And what's the crack for the day, Amy? What are you at?
Nothing. I'm on a week's annual leave, so I'm just kind of chilling out and enjoying it.
Oh my God, lovely.
And why are you up so early if you're on a week's annual leave?
I know, I don't know.
And what have you done so far during the week? Getting nice?
I went to the Farnham Estate, that was fab.
Oh, very nice.
Lovely.
And nothing else, just been chilling out.
That sounds good.
Good for you.
Absolute dream. You need it, don't you? You need it.
And while you're on annual leave, Amy, you're probably spending a bit more cash. So we want to give you €200 cash. We have to play a little game first, though. Callum is going to hold up words of things that they sell at Chemist Warehouse. Dave and I are going to explain to you what they are without saying the word, okay? You have to get 3 in 30 seconds. It has yet to be failed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very, very easy. Oh, I think you'll be absolutely fine, Amy. Right. So without further ado, we got 30 seconds on the clock. We're going to start describing things to you now. Okay. This is like, imagine sellotape on your legs to take the hair off.
Hair wax removal. Wax strip.
Yeah, love it. Okay, these are the hard bits at the end of your fingers. And when you want to get rid of them, you use this.
Nail clippers.
Yay! Yeah, sure.
Yeah, sure. This is to brush your teeth. It's like like white.
Toothbrush?
No, the other thing.
The stuff you put on.
Yeah! With loads of time to go, you've just got €200, Amy. Congratulations.
Thank
happy
so
days.
Much. I'm delighted.
And you have to pop into Chemist Warehouse now and check out all their bits. And you can do it 7 days a week and late night.
And because you live in our town, it's only down the road.
Everybody in our town is going to be in the peak of their health.
They are indeed. Amy, thank you so much for going into the kitchen and turning on the radio. Have a great rest of your time off.
Made my day.
Thanks, Amy. See you
later.
Thanks
so much. Bye.
Good luck. Bye, bye, bye.
I just have to make a slight confession that the word that was raised was actually nail file.
Right, back to the phones.
I gave her nail clippers and I've just thought of the most perfect clue for nail file. Emery board.
What?
Oh, what a perfect girly quiz question down the drain.
I have no idea what that is.
I never said that. It's all good.
We play again tomorrow just after 9:30 so you can win €200 all thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Stop paying too much. We've only one day left. One day till it all kicks off, Aisling.
Yes, the weekend?
No. The Euros.
Yay.
Germany,
I know, I actually don't mind that.
Germany, Scotland tomorrow at 8 o'clock and then it all starts.
Wow.
I'm so excited because...
Germany, Scotland, not really the most exciting of games.
No, but this is the thing. That's what's going to be great about it. I can't wait to watch Italy versus Albania. Slovenia, Denmark on Sunday. You better believe I'm watching that. Oh my God. Oh, Croatia, Albania again.
Who did you get in the sweepstake? We've an office sweepstake going for the Euros.
Slovenia.
Slovenia. I got Poland.
Yeah.
See you in the group stages.
We'll catch you tomorrow back 7 a.m. live. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Spins Fully Charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.